It is time for Bajan Rhythm and Rhyme, as we say. A special good evening to Mr. Sluggy Dan. Hey, Sluggy, what's going on, my brother?
Manners, everything blessed, man. How everything?
I'm good, my brother. Good to see you.
Yeah, seeing him here likewise. Good evening, Barbados. Manners and respect. This is Bajan Rhythm and Rhyme on the nation's number one station, VOB 92.9. Today we'll have a chat about, and all you will love this, music of the enslaved Africans during Sundays. You know, that was a special time for us. So we have a chat about that. Then we look at 10 historical facts about the Crop Over Festival. You know, the Crop Over is around the corner. We're gearing up. And, you know, shout out to the NCF, National Cultural Foundation. Have a lot of good programs going on right now. I saw the kids learning to make costumes. I taught children in primary school and secondary school. That was such a beautiful thing, something that I really love, which makes me feel crop over in the air. But the other parts of the festival that usually go unnoticed or don't get as much hype, you know, the NCF paying careful attention to, that's something they're observing. And I like it a lot. But we're going to talk about 10 historical facts about Crop Over. We're going to talk about music of the enslaved Africans. And I almost forget, I got so much giveaways, right? Like, from time the program started, I can give Barbara's a confession. From time the program started, it has so much giveaways. Ollie, like, so much. And they got bigger. Everyone, I would just call or message. Shout out to pawnbrokers, man, to give me some AirPods. I also give me some AirPods to give away, which is awesome. I got some lunches for two to give away. I got lunch for three to give away. I got two cakes to give away as well. The bigger Unique Cooking for the cakes, bigger Pawnbrokers International for the AirPods. We got lunches from doing lunches from Boom Buying Bar, bigger Boom Buying Bar over there, Rogers Road, Government Hill, St. Michael. Got action going on. I have some lunches going to be given away for there as well. And the cook shop. So we got a lot of goodies today, man. So it feel like Crop Over in the air. I got a shout out to the awesome Leah Spooner for coming today once again, joining us. And last week, Ollie was, she gave us so much knowledge, man. You know, like she really made me feel like, you know, we have to do a bit more attention to what came before. Because a lot of things, you know, she was speaking about, you could recognize certain patterns in society today. And you would see certain patterns and behavior in our communities and in the system. So then some of the information she was giving out really made me sit down, you know, and wonder a bit how much of my history that I don't know still affecting me today. You get me? And that was the question I asked myself so much. I said, don't ask myself, like, how much of my history I don't know that is still affecting me today. It's a frightening thing, Ollie. And then you send me some information too.
It's exciting, you know?
No, like, for real. Like, actually, but it makes it, I guess the excitement comes from so much unknown. That scene that like you got that one moment, like, yeah, that's where that come from.
Learning.
You know what I mean? So we've got a bigger layer, man. I've given us enough knowledge. And I got my special guest today, co-host as well. I'm speaking about Crop Over, you know, she came third in Junior Monarch, second in Junior Monarch. You know, she's a Crop Over baby. Got some tunes out. We can take a listen to one. Got some tunes out for sure. And She's bringing some more tunes for the Crop Over season. You know, she's hosting some online shows as well on IG. For everyone, Ahanji, just want you to speak a bit quickly. Tell the Barris about the IG page, what the IG page name, and the type of content you seek to push. Because I really want Barbados to tune in to all young people. Now, hear this, Ollie. This is the show called Positive Reality, but it's hosted by all young people and just looking to give young people a game. You understand? Don't let me talk it. Ahanji, like, good evening, and Kathy, welcome to the show called Youth Power Hill. Youth Power Hill, the family, you know, a co-host today. But just tell Barbara just quickly the name of the IG page and what is the purpose of the show you all are doing and what days are the show, because you really want Barbara to tune in.
Okay, so let me start by saying good evening to everybody. And the name of the Instagram page is Positive Reality. Well, we are all three very intuitive and intelligent young people. And we would have started all together at the Allen School and currently finishing the Christ Church Foundation, the sixth form program. And Shem White and Antoine Holder, they are at Allen School finishing up the sixth form program there. But one night, funny enough, it started, the genesis of the show started, over a joke. We were on the phone and one of the boys said, you know, let's go on live. And it was like, what for? And they were like, just to make sport and have fun. I'm like, no, I'm not going on live unless it is something purposive and something that makes sense. And then we decided we will do the live show because everybody wanted to do the live show, but it had to make sense and it had to have structure. So we invited some young guests, so like Asher Murrow, Dynamo, like everybody would know, and some other young people. And then we had a spotlight segment where we featured young artists as well. And since then, we have been holding the show on Wednesdays, like every other Wednesday. Thanks. We are doing exams at 7:30.
It's 7:30 p.m. every other Wednesday, so it's going to be this Wednesday?
Yes, this Wednesday that's coming up.
Good. This sure. Wednesday is 7:30 p.m., and if you don't have an IG, create one just to watch the show. Positive Reality on Instagram. If you don't have an IG, create one just to watch the show. It's an awesome show by young people just pushing out positive messages, you know, for our all soul. So it's really phenomenal. Okay, go ahead.
Entertaining. Not to interject and not to cross you, we have had influencers like Atnathan Burroughs pass through as well. So we are learning from the professionals, invited an HR consultant, you know, to tell young people what they look for, you know, when they're hiring and all that kind of stuff.
Fantastic.
Awesome. Positive Reality on Instagram. If you don't have an IG account, go and create one now and make sure you tap in this Wednesday at 7:30 p.m. and check out the show the young people are doing, giving away free game to other young people like them, you know, trying to strike the balance. You know, you got the fun, you know, we got the bashment and so on Instagram, on the social media platform. So it's good to see young people also helping to create the balance, so we old people can't say things like them young people, you know what I mean? We can't say them things all I wanna, you know what I mean? So I really, really respect that on the real. So Barbados, we can talk some historical facts about Kropova. Now, Leah has 10, and she's speaking, and we're going to speak first about news of the enslaved Africans. I'm going to give away lunch for two and AirPods. I want you all calling. I want a historical fact about Kropova. Leah have 10 things. Leah, we are not going to speak about those yet. Right. But if someone calling with one of the 10 things that you have done, AirPods, lunch for two, and then we're throwing something else too. And calling and give us a chat, man. I want to hear what you all are looking forward to the most after these 2 years, Ollie. I want to hear what people are looking forward to the most. Cause I can be real winner. Everyone know I love music. Music is my thing, you know. Fireworks, you know, he hosts fireworks with the late great Dennis, you know, absolute legend. So everyone know he love music, but all the other parts of the festival, all they love, especially speaking to Leah and seeing how much of our African culture is come out in the music and dance and the clothing and the food and the way we socialize Leah, and seeing how much of Africa is in this, everything else really, really piques my interest, you know what I mean? Like the costume making and playing mass, you know, and competition and the reason for the last kings and all these other things that had to be, Ollie, like in times gone past. these things had to be super important, especially when you was a nation that Sugar Cane was your number one money earner, and you was one of the biggest Sugar Cane exporters in the world, certainly from the Caribbean, and that was Barbados. You know, England used to call us the jewel in their crown. Correct. All we had was sugar cane and labor. You know what I mean? So the last canes had to mean so much more than just the music. You know what I mean? Like you dress up, drummers coming out, people chanting songs, just singing about what went on. So like, it's so much more, It's
probably a lot of praise and worship to them.
Like not probably had to be because you had to be like, thank God. I cut cane for fun, Ollie. Here we're telling you, listen, me cut cane for fun when I was young. All right, cutting cane is extremely brutal, and when I was young, it was far less cane to cut. So just imagine, in times gone past, cutting cane had to be a real brutal thing and a serious art and a skill to it. So like our festival is supposed to mean so much more. So you want to hear some? I want to hear you all. We're all looking forward to a crop over the most. Taking some calls 434-1790. Call me and let me know what you're looking forward to the most for crop over and what you are not looking forward to the most for crop over. Good
Sluggy,
evening,
Sluggy. What I can tell you, we have a caller on the line about the competition.
Yes. Oh, well, Ahanje is accustomed to a lot of competitions. So let Ahanje speak to this caller. Good evening, though. My name is Mr. Sluggy Dan. I have my brethren, Ollie and Leah Spooner, our special guest on the line, my co-host, Ahanje. Let's hear about the competition. She's ready.
Good evening, hello.
You got some.
Hello?
Yes, please.
Hi, good evening.
Hi, good evening.
Yes, please.
Right, what I am looking forward to most of all.
Yes, please.
Is everybody need a reaction, you know, take a deep breath and really enjoy, you know? Just see the way it starts. It's like it starts.
You hear that?
You're breaking up.
You're breaking up. Are you going to put on speaker or Bluetooth or something?
Yeah, we're not hearing you well at all, man.
You're not hearing me.
We hear you now.
No.
Hello?
Yes, please.
Can you hear me better?
Slightly, but go ahead. Let's give it one more try.
Let's hear, rather.
No, I was saying that what I'm talking about is Albert can really relax and enjoy like that.
I'm afraid, ma'am. I must apologize.
Yeah, I'm not hearing.
Something's wrong on your end.
Yeah. So you can try again because we'd love to hear what you're really looking forward to the most. So you want to hear?
Try and call us from another line. We do have another caller.
Okay, go ahead.
Good evening.
Sir.
Hello.
Hi.
Yes, please.
Hello.
Yes, please.
How are you?
I'm great.
Sluggy, how are you?
I'm fantastic. How are you?
Quite well.
Yeah, we have young Ahanje here as well, and Miss Leah Spooner and Ollie.
Yes. Sluggy, did you apply from St. George?
Oh my God!
You calling? The first time I heard that calling.
Listen.
Listen
to me, right? Listen, beards. Beards.
Yes, darling.
Oh, don't test. Listen to me. Let me tell you something on air, right? Don't ever test me. Ask me for remember. Don't ever ask me for remember anything. I forget nothing.
You got my memory. God, as much memory as Dr. King. So you got good memory, boy.
It's true. But I thank God for it. One thing, like, it must admit my memory is great.
Sometimes I get Ollie a call, but Ollie got memory like you.
Yeah.
You think this is Ollie with
memory? Ollie's the voice, man. Ollie got the sweet voice that one, like.
I just got the gray hair, man. That's it.
Oh, well, thank
you.
That's what we're talking about.
You got a lot of fans in Bears Village.
Oh, that's good. It must be doing. We can do some. Shoot, boy. That ain't announced yet.
Yeah.
Well, we can do some. I can be doing some road shows. I can be doing some road shows.
So, Beard.
Larry?
Larry's on Elton.
But you know who love beards though. You know Sluggy. You know beards is my home. You can't left for Ellerton or St. Jude's or Superlative. But beards is my home too.
Yes.
Bears got the nicest people, yes. The friendliest people,
yes,
and the best
yes.
cooks. You know
yes,
what I mean?
Yes.
Listen, Bears is it, man.
Yes.
So how listen, what a question though, right?
Uh-huh.
When crop over coming around, what was your, I ain't answering that. What was your fondest memory of crop over ever?
You have to turn on your radio, man.
Right, so good. So tell us, and I'm glad you said that. Everyone outside hearing, listening, the violence we don't
yes.
want in crop over, so
yes.
it burned
yes.
that. I want to know your fondest memory, thinking about your fondest memory
yes.
of crop over.
No, I can't call to mind that. No, I got something, but I can't pick up no one thing.
That's some good. So you love that mean you love everything. If you can't pick up one thing, that mean you love everything.
Yes. You are saying I pick up right now, is you?
Thank you. Thank
I
you.
Love.
If it's your fondest memory of crop over, you appreciate that. Big up everyone in Bears. Big up everyone locked on right now to Beijing Rhythm and Rhyme on the nation's number one. Thanks a lot for calling.
Yes.
The number is
yes.
434. Go ahead. Sorry.
You just want Charlie. The old nose you talking. Remember, buddy. Oh, where's that, Ollie? You're my man.
Yeah, Ollie's my brother, so I can't put you down.
Uh-huh.
We can pray free.
Yeah, all right. That's a good thing.
Bang.
All right, dear.
Have a great night, man, and I really appreciate you calling. I love you all.
Bye, man.
Yes, I love you all.
Let's talk about you. Home circle.
Yes, please. I love it.
Good.
I love
good.
It. I can't lie.
All right.
Manners. 434-1791 to hear your fondest memories of crop over before we speak to Leah Spooner. We have another call. Woo! Phone line's hot.
Good evening.
Good evening.
How are you doing?
Not too bad. Welcome to all on the program.
Thank
my
you.
My fondest memory of Bob Wover is seeing Mr. Harden being burnt.
Oh. When was the last year Mr. Harden was burnt?
Jesus, man. The last year, that was the first year. That was the first year for me, actually, in Crop Wover. That's mm-hmm. my fondest memory because it was my first ever Crop Wover out there. And
oh.
I look forward to the 10th. That is my time of out in Crop Wover, the 10th.
Mm.
I want the 10th open and running.
Yeah, but I hear it be at least each tank have to bring at least 3 nights. I haven't received a
yes.
list of all the tanks that's coming yet, but I'm extremely sure, 100% sure that we will receive a list of all the tanks that come here for sure, and what nights they are coming and so on. So which tank do you attend, or do you attend all?
I got as many as possible. I just love to grab over 10.
Oh, that we want here. So social commentary is your thing.
I go up because I met my judgment. Of who my king would be.
For any tanks?
Yes.
You'd want people to like Wesley?
Yeah.
You'd want people like that one, Wesley?
I want those people.
So for any tanks,
very,
you have your winner.
Very often, I don't lose.
Aye,
very
toot,
often.
Toot your horn, man. Toot your horn, man. That we're talking about. You might blow your heart for you.
Very often, they don't lose.
So listen, I got a question for you. In this one song format, you really feel anyone could beat classic so easy? So easily? In a one song? Just a one song like a heavyweight match, you know.
I know one song.
One cuff and a knockout.
Yes. Yes, there are people in there who can be classic.
They only have
to come with right music.
Give me who you think got the potential for one shot in the mix-ups. You can't come back on the second song. Give me who you think got the potential in the one song to bring it and give classic a run for his money for the crown this year. Let me
Mr.
hear.
Mr. Blood, one.
Uh-huh.
Bagging those fellas out. So I'm talking now. Blood for one.
One. Go. Only Blood?
Oris. Oh, Lord.
What he saying?
With the long hair?
Mr. Deal. Mr. Deal in the one song. I love that. That's my
Mr.
brother.
Mr. Deal can do it.
Get Blood. You like Blood, Mr. Deal. Go ahead.
Mr.
Who
Deal
else?
Can do it.
Who else you like?
I would have those two to put against classic anytime, any day.
Blood and Mr. Deal. Listen to me, man.
Yeah.
Big up. Big up Blood and Mr. Dale.
Yes.
Have what to. About the ladies, sir? You don't think the ladies have what it takes?
Yeah, no. You didn't know that we had ladies in here for you?
EC would be there, but she has to slow down a bit. She has to slow it down a bit.
Why?
She has a good voice. She brings good music, good lyrics, but she has to slow it down a bit. I believe she just presents herself too forceful and too fast.
Wow.
She has to slow it down a bit.
Wow.
Oh, I get what is coming over. That's your 2 cents, though. We are very, very appreciative that you took the time out to call.
Blood, right? You said, we appreciate that for real. Blood, Mr. Dale, TC, I love that, man. Thanks for calling in, buddy, and don't make this the last time, please.
Wouldn't do that.
Yes, please.
As long as crap over, you have me.
Only for crap over? We on all year?
Yes. As long as crap over, you have me, that's my time of going out.
Oh, but you don't call in.
I call with crap over. No, I call in on the program. I call in on Brass Stats sometimes as well.
Oh, I don't host Brass Stats.
I call as many programs as possible. I always listen. This is my station.
No, that's what we're talking about. The nation's number one. Thanks a lot for calling my brother, Beijing, Rhythm, and Rhyme. Good evening. We have another caller. The phone line is hot. Let us know your fondest memory of Crop Over.
I did like when I had the parade, the Boxcar Parade Day in Town Petit Square. Mm-hmm. When it was at the Garrison. I like it when that Spring Garden too.
Mm.
I like it. I'd always like it. Can the troops or anything to see what's going on and things. But nowadays I haven't so much there. Maybe violence and things was there over there, so you can't really tell yourself.
Mm-hmm.
So but so I give the support hope it come off.
So the violence the violence would make you stay home, or you still try to get out?
Well, no. Not really. Don't try to get out, really. But
oh
I
went
ready, and I had a bad experience.
Mm-hmm.
And someone else must have a bad experience, so I just said it done with that.
Very, very sorry to hear that, but you can at least take it in online. You can at least take it in online.
Yeah, I just listen to it for the radio, let you take.
So you're going to text?
My text, I want to know now.
Uh-huh.
If they have any text at all, back and out.
Back and out time?
Yeah, I want to forgot any at all.
Okay, Barbie, this one listening, send out an APB. We want to know if they're going to be having Bacchanal time tank this year. Someone here wants to know.
You, Kelvin, sweet boy, Kelvin. He wants to know if Bacchanal be having any tank at all.
Okay, no problem. Good. They want to know if Bacchanal is coming. Bacchanal time tank is coming this year. I love that. Thanks a lot for your call, ma'am. And I like all when she spoke about the bus car and so on. Coming from because those are like people from the various communities and so on who will make those things and have those things on display. And it really showed how innovative we were, you know what I mean, from all back then. You know, we had big dreams in Barbados for such a small nation. That's another thing that I try to hold on to, you know, to feel as patriotic as possible. I love these calls, man. Good evening, Miss Leah Spooner. The phone is getting hot. We got to come to you quick. Got these people will call till 7:30. I know you love it. Good evening. How are you?
Good evening. You can hear me, right?
Yes, please. Got you good today?
Right. I'm doing well so far. I'm surprised your phone's blowing up so fast.
Yeah, boy. We got thank you, man. People loving the show from last week. I mean, they hear it and we can get some historical facts about Crop Over and so on. You know, I guess everyone's intrigued and they love that. But before we get to the 10 historical facts about Crop Over, I just want you to tell us a little about music of the enslaved Africans during Sundays in Barbados. You know, it sounds interesting, and it have to be interesting that you earmark it or you pay attention to it. So I'm very interested to hear why. Educate all your as usual.
All right, for those of you who don't really know or may have some information about what enslaved Africans did on Sundays. So Sundays were the off days for enslaved Africans, not only in Barbados, but throughout the Caribbean. So on Sundays, they will rest. Some will go to the mangrove trees and make some rope or make some clothes and do a lot of other things too. But what I found interesting on Sundays is that they will make their, they will play music and they will dance to the music while the Europeans used to make some comments. And you won't want to read the comments that Europeans actually made about the enslaved Africans dance and the music. So just a little brief note. So I found the information from a book called A True and Exact History of the Island of Barbados by a guy named Richard Legong. Who was an Englishman who came to Barbados like in the before the mid-1600s. And he actually had a plantation here in Barbados before he left, before he went back to England due to him being sick. So here's what I found out about the music of the enslaved Africans on Sundays. He commented that during Sundays, that they will have their music along with their instruments, the kettle drums, and several fife flutes. Now, if you don't know what a fife flute is, it's actually a small flute that can be found throughout countries in Africa. I saw one the other day online on YouTube in Gambia. It is a similar flute to the fife flute, to the flute that's used in Tupban, but it's a different variation. So there were kettle drums and several fife flutes. I don't know how much, what the number is. So upon the smallest, so the best musician will play first, and the other musicians will come in as choruses. So the drum will have one rhythm, and there was not a variety of tunes in the music according to Legong. But that's evidence of polyrhythm right there. For those of you who may not have like a musical ear or some musical knowledge, well, may have some musical knowledge, polyrhythm is when you hear multiple rhythms played at the same time. Different rhythms, played at the same time. And Legong, like any other European, commented on how strangely they varied their time and how it was a pleasure to most curious ears, because in reality, African music is actually quite pleasing to the ears and kind of like makes you want to dance and makes you in your feelings. There's spirituality, there's happiness, there's sadness, there's joy in African music. If you don't know this, you could listen to Afro beats. You could hear this in calypso. You could hear this in soca. You could hear this in reggae, dancehall, sometimes popular music, soul music, jazz. And the list goes on. To Legong, it was the strangest noise, to be honest. It was strange to hear African music. And he believed that if they had like a variety of tunes that could give the greatest scope in music as they have of time, they would have done wonders in the art. And he also wanted to give some hints. However, he had to leave Barbados, as I mentioned before.
Sorry, little technical issues there. We all know. Go ahead, Ollie.
Cool.
Now, Leah, I'm just listening for you to continue because I'm just sitting down here listening and learning, to be honest.
So Leah.
Yes, please.
Right. You was telling us about this gentleman. You see, named Legong.
Yes, Legong, Richard Legong.
Richard.
He was actually.
Right, she, so I'll ask if you know any more information about this person in particular.
Right. He's actually a European. He was a European man. He was from England. Mm. Who came over to Barbados because I think he had some running in the law, laws or something. So, and he came to Barbados to start like a new life there.
Yeah.
He actually had a plantation in Barbados, but I don't know which one it is. Probably I have to read back over the book. The book is actually online on Google Books.
Well, what's the name of the book?
A True and Exact History of the Island of Barbados.
Nice. A True and Exact History of the Island of Barbados.
Yes.
Yes. But, yes. Go ahead. Go ahead.
Right. Barbados is actually spelled differently back then. Because actually, you have to spell it B-A-R-B-A-D-O-E-S. So.
But what was the reason? What was the reason for that? It was a different pronunciation? Are you unsure?
No, it's not. I don't know exactly, but they will pronounce, Europeans will pronounce Barbados the same way.
Oh, okay. Barbados.
Because Barbados has, because so, Barbados had like different names too, like Los Barbados or S. Barbuda.
Right, they're different languages.
Yeah, some is, some are Portuguese, are some are. Yeah, some are Portuguese, some are Spanish, and one of few is English.
Aaron Shima? Well, nice. Run from the law, come here and had a plantation. That's an extreme privilege. The music on Sundays. What was the main purpose of Sundays? That was a European thing that we worship on Sundays, or that was that something that we brought from Africa? Why Sunday was the special day?
Sundays were off. Well, Europeans allow the Africans to have the Sundays off.
Okay.
Because the average days that enslaved Africans would get off days were either 55 or 56 days, and that would include holidays too.
A year? 55 or 56 days a year?
A year.
Whoa, boy. I think we get less now. like, you got me here so good, you feel that we get less off days now than during slavery, that you saying?
It looks that way.
Yeah, 10-4 is 40, 44, 48. You know, much people don't really get 55, 56 off days. If they gain 2 off days a week, the most. You know what I mean? That's crazy. Some people get 1 off day. That's interesting. Just answer questions, because some of the things you still find happening now, just in a different way. So it was quite interesting to hear you say these things. Just like Ollie said, you know, just sitting on here and listening. You know what I mean? Like, absolutely enjoy it. No. Ahanje, any of these things, because you studied a lot, you know, CXC and then KIET. Any of these things in Caribbean history especially, Would you come across any of our rich history when you're doing Caribbean studies and our links to Africa?
Most definitely.
So that's when you're studying, all right?
Yeah, looking at movements towards independence, you know, in the Anglophone Caribbean, Spanish Caribbean.
Mm-hmm.
There's so much to uncover. Looking at, you know, the old representative system versus Crown Colony government, all of that kind of stuff. So it's very, very, very interesting.
Nice, boys. Nice. So, Leah, these 10 historical facts about Barbados, where can we also find this information? You have all these things posted as well, right?
Yes. I post a lot of historical information on my IG page, sometimes on my Facebook page, and I also have a Twitter account, which I post there too, the information there too.
Right, and on Facebook and everything is Leah Spooner. Leah Spooner, yes. Barbados. You all must check her out on whatever platforms you're on, whether it's Facebook, IG, Twitter, excuse me. You all must check her out. So, you want to use, like, I had to give us some information first, because we can go right into Leah and these 10 historical facts about Craftover. Barbados is interested, you know, the phone lines are going crazy, WhatsApp going crazy. So just give us some information about NTI and their awesome courses. Remember, people, is training.nti.org.bb. So Jay, just give us some information before Leah. Give us these 10 historical facts about Barbados.
Well, this week we feature a set of courses from our Tourism and Creative Academies. The first course that I'm going to talk about is The Cycle, Management of Successful Arts and Cultural Organizations. This course will introduce you to a management theory called The Cycle, which supports thriving arts and cultural organizations. Learning from our work with managers from over 80 countries worldwide, the DeVos Institute developed The Cycle as a simple but powerful tool to assist managers in gaining excellence from their cultural organizations. The Cycle explains how great art and strong marketing can create a family of supporters. These supporters can then help the organization produce the revenue required to support even more great art. And this course takes approximately 12 hours to complete, and it is offered by the University of Maryland at beginner's level. The second course is Cultural Intelligence, Become a Global Citizen. This is also offered at beginner's level and is offered, and it takes 19 hours to complete. The third course, for you interested in culinary arts, is Food and Beverage Management. And this course takes approximately 13 hours to complete. And for those of you super interested in the digital world, there's a course called Marketing in a Digital World. And this course examines how new digital tools such as the internet, smartphones, and 3D printing are revolutionizing the world of marketing by changing the rules and practices of both firms and consumers. Marketing in a Digital World is one of the most popular courses on NTI Coursera. And guess what's super important? All of these courses are free, and you can take a course, you know, at your own pace. And if you have noticed, none of these courses have any years attached to them, just hours. So imagine doing an entire management course that in just 12 hours.
Nice. I love it. And like Ahan just said, these courses are absolutely free, and they are not time consuming. And Barbara's reason why I believe in these things so much, because I am also impatient, but I also struggle with structure and discipline. You know, on the radio, it's probably the most structured and disciplined it does be. And as you all know, I'm pretty sporadic and wild, but it's most contained. I usually am. So I absolutely love these courses. They can spend 20 minutes a day or half hour a day, complete a 13-hour course or so, and get knowledge. And all the universities that the NTI and Coursera work with are all accredited all over the world, which is a good thing. You need that accreditation, you know, to know that the course went through this investigation, and the courses are very detailed. So I absolutely love it. Take advantage of this, Barbados. Trust Uncle Sluggy. training.nti.org.bb. These courses are absolutely free. We have a call. We can take a call. I want Leah to give us one historical fact before we say hello to the caller. Leah, we have a call already. The people love you. So give us one historical fact before we go on to the caller about the crop over season.
All right, so one historical fact about Craftover is that originally it was known as Harvest Home, where each plantation would celebrate harvesting.
Hold on.
Want me to do it again?
It was known as Harvest Home.
Harvest Home.
No,
Harvest Home.
Well, it honestly didn't know that. So go ahead.
Where each plantation will celebrate the harvesting of the sugar canes. Mm. Harvest Home was not only found in Barbados, but in Jamaica, St. Lucia, to name a few.
Harvest Home. Jamaica,
Harvest Home.
Yeah, Jamaica and St. Lucia as well. Nice. That is one good good evening. Welcome to Beijing Rhythm and Rain. We have the great Leah Spooner, our very special guest, you know, all at the control towers, and host today is Ahanji and your boy Stuggy. Thanks for calling in.
Yeah, good evening. Now, before I go into why I have to say Stuggy, good evening to all.
Good evening.
Good evening. Good evening,
sir. I'm not looking to change the format of your program. All right. But I have something to say that I have to get off my chest.
Get it off your chest.
Right?
Tell it like
I would love to hear you
host
your Brass Stats program with young callers freely expressing themselves and openly giving their views. They are the future. No regular callers. If you're a regular caller and you're going to come and give constructive criticism or support, no problem. But if you're going to come to tear down the youth, don't do it. Right? These young people have to have a voice. We are on our way out. Whether or not we want to accept it.
Yeah, you got to accept it.
Right.
Like, as you know, I already accept it that way. It's only work with the youth, man. And they make no apologies for that. I'm working with the youth only.
And you know this, this program that I'm talking about, it's been a half hour, not over, an entire Rastock program. I am going to speak to station manager Anthony Green about it.
Yes,
we talk about the youth.
Yes, please.
Push them.
Yes.
Not push them overboard. Push them up.
Yes, man.
Very serious about that.
Yes, no, I appreciate it. I appreciate it. Go ahead.
My thing about crop over.
Yes.
When they hear people talking about vulgar behavior, it is a vulgar. We as a people have a rhythm, a God-given rhythm, and we use it to express ourselves.
That's a fact.
That rhythm was coming from someone of a different color.
Speak it.
It would have been pushed.
Speak it.
Yeah. It would have been promoted. I am sick. I'm tired of hearing wantably English people criticizing their own. I am sick and tired of it. Really. We have a rhythm that no other race possess.
Yes.
None. But once it is something black, it's always deemed as bad. There's nothing bad about us. There's a lot of good.
For
young people, keep on doing it. Let the criticisms inspire you, not limit you.
Yes.
Don't do it. And you are
a second.
Have that within your hand.
A second. Ahanji, quickly, when you hear, callers, especially callers who, you know, known to the public, are passionate about Barbados, you know, and especially black people. When you hear them say, call you on the show now, and saying, and callers saying, want to hear more young people on the radio and so on, which is a good thing, because the call could very well be saying, nah, she ain't ready yet, we don't want to hear them. You know, it being real. So it's, you know what I mean? So it's a good thing. You don't take compliments for granted. Obviously, you don't study them too much. Compliments or criticism, but you as a young person, seeing older people calling and pushing you all, what does that mean to you? And what do you think young people could do more of quickly?
No, that's inspiring. Thank you, sir. On behalf of all of the young persons in Barbados, you know, looking to make a mark and a positive and indelible one.
Can you just stick a pin there? I had this discussion with, I'm not a madam. Right? Neither am I a sir. I am nobody's master.
Okay, good. Go ahead. Stick a pay there. Yeah. Go ahead and hand you. We hear you. Go ahead and hand you.
Right. So just expressing gratitude.
Mr. P.
Just expressing the gratitude on behalf of all the other young persons in Barbados. Most definitely, we would love to have the opportunity to be included and a lot more conversations.
Some things to offer.
Most definitely, the world is changing. You know, the old and archaic way of doing things is not necessarily the best way to do things these days.
Yes.
And, you know, the modernizing of things and technology, the different ICTs, everything that's changing. I think that the young people, you know, we are not saying to get rid of all the old people, but to keep you up
included,
to date.
Just the inclusivity is
what matters at this point in time.
All right, I love it. Mr. P, don't put down. We're going to hold you a bit. Leah, I want another historical fact about the Crop Over Festival. Mr. P, don't go. We can school you today. You know, you love this. You love your history, especially our black history as well.
Before she say anything, the lady who spoke about the growing up, something like that, how Crop Over used to be, obviously she did her research. And I'm old enough to be her father and grandfather, but you know what? This is the first time I have ever heard that.
Facts.
Which shows that we can learn from each other.
Facts.
If we would only listen.
That's very true.
And right. Stop hearing.
Correct. Hold on. We're impressed for time, but we didn't want Russ still. So just hold on. We're rushing off the phone, Mr. P. Stay on the line. Leah, give us another historical fact about Crop Over. And it's great to hear the callers. Really appreciate you teaching us.
All right. So another fact about Crop Over is that Ellerton Elombe Motley, who was the creator and former director of the National Cultural Foundation, introduced the idea of Crop Over in the 1970s. Not the tourism board.
Wow. That's very interesting.
Wait, another one, Leah. Listen, I knew that one, but I know that that's one that much Bajans don't know or probably care to know. And that is history. You know what I mean? Like, and so all you understand when you're working with the youth, right? And what you're really trying to do, you know what I mean? Trying to keep this history alive, but you're trying to create things with the young people. Mm-hmm. That, you know, like, next 200 years, people could be speaking about and benefit from. So you got a really bigger Mr. Motley. Another one, Leah, before you go to
before
Mr.
you
P.
go, Leah, I just want to say a special good evening to Akintunde Tunde Motley. That's yes. Elombe's son.
Yes.
One of my best friends from foundation days. And I'll tell you something, very humble guy.
Very.
I didn't even know his dad introduced Crop Over. I'm sorry, Leah, you go right ahead.
No, you're humble, but that shows the greatness of the man and how he raises his children, you know what I mean? Yeah, so go ahead, Leah. We are absolutely enjoying this, girl. Like, I ain't know, girl, we gotta get a special show for you. Let me tell you, plugging it. Mr. P calling for Mr. P calling for Sluggy to host a whole brass stacks, you know, I absolutely love that. We could go get people like Leah included in this too. These young people are, and Ahanjia, these young people are absolutely amazing. Leah, give us another one before we go to Mr. P.
All right, so another one is that the Crop Over Festival used Bajan words such as kadumet, which comes from the word kadumet, Kahabla pot, and so on, to capture the essence of how Crop Over is defined in Bajan style.
Bajan style is fast. Another one, I love this. Sorry, we're working you hard today, but we're just soaking up all.
I'm enjoying it.
Another one. I know you got so much information. I can't answer enough questions before the show over, so I know you're not worried. You got lots of information. Just give us another one.
All right, so this is another one. An important one for all Barbadians, all Bajans, should take note of.
Yes, please.
That the Crop Over Festival never stopped. It was paused during World War II, and it continued in the 1950s, the 1960s, and possibly in the 1970s on the plantations in Barbados.
Nice, boys. So the different plantations and us. We was holding our own thing on various plantations. I absolutely love that. Mr. P.
Yes, Leggy, I'm still here.
Yes, the young people teaching us today, man, giving us some knowledge. So we want to hear, what are you looking forward to?
My greatest wish.
Greatest?
Right, my greatest wish.
The serious thing, your greatest wish?
Is to see these young people stop being held captive, stop being muted, being given the opportunity to speak. You know, I grew up in an area that was always, thank God for my parents and my grandparents, they blessed me with. I grew up hearing other people telling their children a child should be seen and not heard. That is, and that is why most Bajans are the way they are today.
So you see, your parents didn't say that?
Never today. They inspired us to speak out.
Your parents are Bajan?
Yeah. And we in turn passed on that to our children, right? Because they older than you don't mean they know everything or they know more than you. They don't work so when people are downtrodden, especially young people, they get angry and they rebel, which could be avoided if we will only listen, start hearing and listen. And you see why let's talk about having on the calling program?
Yes, please.
Let's talk about we saying things over and over again. Now start hearing the things over and over. Probably going to talk about it every day. Every day. Yeah. If they don't want to hear me, turn off the radio.
It's true. It's trying to bring foolishness. It's trying to bring something different, man. Like the things Leah speak about, you know, you don't normally hear, but it's such a big part of our culture and who we are. And I just always say, like, it funny to me, Ollie, right? I think you say this on air now, right? Not knowing certain things. I know, yes, you got internet nowadays. I know that, Ollie. Ahanjay, yes, I know you should seek knowledge on your own, right? But for me, it feel funny not knowing these things. And I mean, especially when I was a child, like, when I was a child, I didn't really know where to search. Like, why were these things hidden? Because hearing enough of these things, like, I can't imagine me as a child hearing these things. I would feel, if people think I'm proud, no. You know what I mean? Knowing that we come through these things to get us something like crop over that we enjoy now so callously without even thinking about it. We just think, well, they're obligated to give us a crop over. They're supposed to give us one. These things are a right to us. When one point in time, we used to look at these things as this extremely spiritual thing, you know, like we know went through a hard battle the whole week, you know, under the whip, under the sun, cutting the cane. And then Sundays we get to enjoy, and then we wait the whole year, and then when the summer come around, we get to enjoy for crop over after such a long grueling crop season. So you know, like, why, like, I used to always ask myself why a lot of this history was hidden from us. Like, what's the real reason? That I always be so curious now.
Yeah, because they don't want us to know the truth.
Why?
Right?
Why? Because what's the reason?
You know, but I can let young people know, because once you know the truth, we will more come together. And the whole idea is to keep me divided and foolish. And I can leave you with this.
Ooh.
Marcel McGarvey said, a people without knowledge of their past history is like a tree without root.
Yes, he did.
Right?
Yes, he did.
Young people, what I'm going to tell you, all young people, the more the trait of fight when they don't, as you know, as long as you know you're doing something good.
Correct.
Honest.
Correct.
Don't care what anybody have to say about
be
you.
Be bold and proud with it. I second that. I tell them that. If you're doing good, don't hurt, man. People is doing crime and smile in the front page of the paper. So if you're doing something good, be proud. I back in that.
Even when I hear the criticizing me on the content program and smile, I tell myself that I'm smart. Then I realize that the more they come after me, the stronger they're making me.
It's true. Mr. P, who are there? We get some more knowledge from Leah. I love your knowledge. I love your conversation. I love how you're fighting. Anyone else wants to call in? 434-1790. I want to hear your fondest memories of crop over, Mr. P. Don't put down Leah. I know you're working you extremely hard, but I'm sure you got lots of information. So we are all ears.
All right, so another fact about crop over is that it is unknown about the exact date or the exact year when this festival started, but an early account of it was found by a scholar about it occurring on Newton Plantation in Christchurch in 1782.
What?
Wow.
1782. One of the Crawford was late at that time. Is it happy?
At Newton.
Yeah, in Newton. Yeah, yeah, yeah. One of the Crawford was but and anytime they guess it had to be singing, obviously, and I mean without instrumentation, but one instrumentation we had, I think it was drums, so it's just drums percussion. And voice. That's percussion and voice. That's interesting. 1782.
And we can't forget dance. On dance Newton. Is always there.
Yeah, the dancing come, especially, you know, when the key and juice and things ferment and that hit me brain. He got a choice but to move that way.
Another interesting note is there used to be a show called 1627 and all that held at Ball's Plantation. Oh. And it was a dance kind of show, but talking, you know, taking about dealing with Crumpover and the culture of Barbados.
Nice. When 1627?
It used to be called 1627 and all that. That was the name of the show. My mother used to take me there. She used to work there.
Nice. What was, you know, the reason for the number?
I believe, isn't that the year that the Portuguese landed in Barbados?
That
is the year when English settlers actually settled in Barbados.
Oh, so do you have information on that as well? That we're talking about. Yeah. Go ahead. We're listening. Thanks for that, Ollie. Thanks for that. 1627 and all that. Nice, like a dance. This is how we like the 70s? 70s and 80s?
No, that was 1987, 88.
Oh, nice.
Around there.
Nice.
It was more of a show, and there was the buffet and all that. You know, I remember the food slaggy.
Nice. Yeah, go ahead, Leah.
All right, so
working with you today. I'm not ashamed. I love learning.
All right, so another fact is Mr. Harding is actually at effigy. He's an effigy. Sorry, he was put together tight and was burned to signal the end of Crawpover. A lot of people don't really know about this. That Mr. Harding, depending on how nice you were treated, he was either to be burnt or not to burn.
Wow.
Oh, and he represents oppression and hard times.
So, Mr. P, you ever witnessed Harding being burnt?
I saw it once in my life. I had my parents were happening to be passing by the garrison.
What year Mr. Harding finished though?
I can't remember.
I never even saw a video.
I can't remember. Matter of fact, I can't plaster by. The Harding Can't Burn.
Yeah.
Yes,
and
they have a song.
More than one song.
Another cultural theater that we have, Blasted by.
Mm-hmm.
I consider him to be best Calypsonian in the world.
In the world?
Yes.
Calypsonian.
Yes.
That's a big thing in the middle of nice,
like
boy. Speak it.
I like him, Blasted by's music, the whole Hunter Bob Marley's music, the messages. The positive messages that it brings. And he's a very serious man and also a very humble man. And he's also someone who's willing, always willing to pass on knowledge.
Yeah, a person like Bai, right, as much praise as Bai gets, right? Like, I feel like the next 100 or 200 years, right, when people reading about the things this man say, like, when Bai sang about Osama bin Laden, you know what I mean? And not want to ask, and these just songs that might not be songs that in people mind heavy, but reading those songs, those lyrics, saying that this man have a serious mind, you know, extremely well read but purposeful, you know what I mean? You could hear that saying certain things on purpose. Yeah. Who catch it, who don't catch it.
Definitely the grandmaster.
There's a young Californian that I have not heard recently that I would love him to be under Bai's wing, and that's Sorrel. To me, he's the only person who can take over from Bai.
Sorrel?
Yeah.
Sorrel is not young. Sorrel ain't young no more. No, being serious. Sorrel is not. I know Sorrel look young, so you know he still look like he's 20 something, but. But I was young, and Sorrel was young too with me, and I old. So Cyril, no, I being extremely serious. So Cyril have to be at least in his 30s, but you know.
Well, you know, the good thing about this age thing, as my grandfather always tell us, you're only older than your date.
That ain't true, though. I ain't believe in that at all. That's men don't want to let go of you just be old. Only old when you die.
See, they got older and they got older.
But good, though. So that me, my point taken. Younger. But you know, let me tell one of the men something. You know, there, let me tell you all something. Is no shame in getting old. And this thing that business got, but you're only old when you're dead. You never get old. No, when you're old, give up. Letting the youth when they're old. Don't mind Mr. P. Mr. P are old.
I agree. That's why you and me have to pass on. Well,
you know what's going on. Passing it on. I ain't holding on to nothing, Mr. Right, P. I ain't want no fame, no forward. I don't even want a thank you. And I say this on here. Don't want the boy saying, Sluggy, great job, nah. Give the youth all the forward.
Exactly.
I ain't holding on. I did what I had to do. Thankfully, thanks to God, it wasn't as focused as it should be, but I had a little focus that it was, and it was lucky to have good people in my corner like Mr. Farley that made me know at my young age, because see, I do everything I had to do already. So right now, I passing on everything to the youth.
You know what things just get to me? When I hear the criticism of young people for having these cell phones, having this and having that, rather than try to learn about, of course, you're going to learn at the rate the younger people are going to learn at, but try to know something about the device. Mm-hmm. And they act as though that things only happen since cell phones come into being. Mm-hmm. You know? Mm-hmm. Isn't this the kind of thing that's getting me real bad?
That's an interesting point.
they always try to give, and let me tell the world now, we, when we were growing up, were not perfect, and that's another thing that angers me. They try to give the young generation that they were also perfect. They were models.
Yes.
They were not. I did my share of footage. I was very quiet. Hardly used to talk. I'm surprised that I talked now. Right? Hardly used to talk, but very mischievous. And if you want to call it a confession, you can. It's that's good for the soul.
Well, you know, I just tell you the truth. It was horrible. And Matt St. Hayden called, and it was known. It was known to be horrible too, but it's just that these one of these weird things that happened in my life, like people used to hate me, right? I know people just love me, they don't know it, but I feel it's just that I get a chance. That's all it is, not all the internet special, but everything you call anything wicked, I won't say it on air, I've done. But I get a chance. You know what I mean? So when it really is, that's why it's going so hard for young people know it's the man, listen. He ain't really hard there, you know. He ain't about you. He ain't really know what he getting into. Because a lot of things that I used to do, Mr. P, as a young man, I didn't know what he getting into. Enough songs we used to sing and repeat. We hear man hear songs play on radio. Oh yeah, Mr. P talk on national radio that shouldn't be played. I will repeat them. And my grandmother asked me, "Well, you know what you sing? You really know what you singing? Well, grandma's here playing radio, but you know what you sing? You know what I mean?" And so like, it's only after getting older, I realize that all these things that might affect you when you're young, like you don't, sometimes you don't know, and that's the truth. Like a lot of the wrong things they didn't know, but a lot of the ways, and especially our culture, Mr. P, especially we culture used to celebrate so much things like sexing at women, you know, like singing derogatory things about women, and it celebrated by women too, you know, like all these stupidness they used to do, and didn't know how damaging it was. You get me? Mm-hmm. So that way it's giving young people. That was giving young people a chance.
The most important thing is that you learn and it make it. It puts you in a position where you can talk to others.
Yes.
Right? And all I'm asking the older people to do, let the young people have a say, have dialogue with them, listen to them, guide them, even protect them. As I said, when I started, they're the future. And if we mother them, then we have no future.
Facts.
Guide them. That's all we're asking. That's facts. All the young people want, you know. Proper guidance.
Yes.
Proper food.
Proper food? Proper, you said proper food?
Proper food.
My whole, Leah.
Yes?
Give us another fact about the crop over season that
about Crop Over Festival that you find interesting?
All right, so there's another fact about Crop Over. We don't too late. Two more that left right now. This one, the traditional Crop Over Festival lasted between 4 to 5 hours. That's Harvest Home, by the way. However, Crop Over was restructured to last over a 3-week period.
Very interesting.
4 to 5, you said 4 to 5 hours?
4 to 5 hours.
And that's been 4 to 5 hours of pure celebration?
Yes, most occasions, yes. But on the enslaved African side, they will take it to mourning. Like how we fed to mourning, they will take it to mourning.
So, Leah, you have any reason in particular for why exactly it transitioned from the 5 hours to 3 weeks? Did we just want more?
I think it has something to do with, I think, the National Cultural Foundation at the time.
Okay.
Or somewhere around there to expand, to give more, to showcase Barbadian culture to the Barbadian public.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So I guess then that's why it was restructured there.
Nice. training.nti.org.bb. Mr. P, you don't want you to think that you are too old because I'm doing courses. Or you don't want you to think that you are too old because I'm doing courses. training.nti.org.bb. Listen, Barbados, all of these courses are free. And you only need a device, no data or internet charges at all. You only need a device to sign up. training.nti.org.bb. I really believe in these courses. Anything that is not time consuming and, you know, pretty straightforward to follow, but it gives me as much knowledge as possible. I am absolutely there for.
While there is also a songwriting course offered by a prestigious music school, Berklee College, which takes approximately 17 hours to complete. And this songwriting course is entitled Writing Lyrics. There is a course as well for you fashionistas out there, Fashion as Design. And this course is offered by the Museum of Modern Art, and it takes approximately 20 hours to complete. Now, these are just a few of the courses offered. This songwriting course is tailored, you know, to persons at beginner level. And if you haven't written any or many songs, this course will show you an efficient and effective process for tailoring songs to express your ideas and emotions. And taste the season is Crop Over. So perhaps if you take the course, you know, in 17 hours, you may be able to write a hit for Crop Over. Who knows? So you guys could just get on it. The courses are free. And guess what? It's all at your pace.
Yes. I want a bigger shout out to Corey Blemmon, Locked On. He's the person who sent in the information last week via WhatsApp about the Crop Over Festival. So he's locked on and enjoying the show. And shout out Ollie, Mr. Norville, and Ahanje. And he spelled Ahanje name correctly too. Wow, that's impressive. Wow. And Leah Spooner. So that's wonderful. Shout outs to Mr. Corey Blemmon, Locked On. Shout outs to Carol, Locked On. Shout outs to my Auntie Shirley in New York, Locked On. Shout outs to my cousin Deborah and Valerie and Leonard in Canada. In Canada, Locked On. Shout out to the person messaging from England, Locked On. Absolutely wonderful. Thanks. Thank you for enjoying the show. And Ollie, we're getting so many messages. I love it. Go ahead. And do you have some WhatsApp messages?
Yes, there.
Nice.
All right, a whole set coming through. Thank you. Thank you, Barry, for dropping in. We appreciate it a whole lot. Thank you, everybody, for leaving a comment here.
I think there was one from England.
Yes, there is one from England. This is Bimshare Rom, London, and I am loving your show. Love hearing young, positive people. Thanks a lot. That means so very much. You see what the radio is doing?
What's your name?
Bimshare.
Well, big up, Bimshare from London, yeah, UK.
There seems to be a reoccurring theme here, Sluggy, that the people love hearing the young people.
Man, listen, listen, right. All the young people, because don't let me act like if young people don't be on the radio, like, because especially our station, you know, you bring all young people a whole lot, Ollie, like, to be honest, like 92.9, especially to accommodate young people a lot. It just, the thing is with me now, with me, I associate with certain young people that come through the struggle, but make it. You understand? So you might not ever know where they come from. You know what I mean? So you might not know where Hanjie come from, but you would, when you hear her accolades, you'll be surprised. You know what I mean? Come from very humble beginnings, just like myself. You not know where Leah came from. So like for me, I purposely look for youth that I know come through that. You get me? I'm doing nothing but positive things now. So you might hear certain young people, yes, but I look for a different crowd just to be different. You know, I just want my style to be different. I just want my brand to be different. So I guess that way people enjoy it so much. And then, you know, I'm not as well spoken as you guys. So I also sound like the young people, because, you know, like, of, yes, I love the English language, and I did what I had to do, you know, at Barbers Community College, make sure I do English and communication, you know, and that is what made me do speak Bajan dialect even more, and street oratory, you know, being honest, because before BCC, I only did English in first form. I never went to English class in second, third form, fourth form, fifth form. You can ask anybody at St. Lawrence Boys Secondary School. Pernell Farley was my music teacher. You can ask anyone. No, my name is Kevin Watson. You could check the facts. Never went in the class. Went BCC English and Communication. Went Bermuda with the police band. I missed our midterm. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? I get full marks for every other test I ever do. And all I did was just regurgitate. I just, what them telling me, remember, and write it back down. I didn't do anything creative, anything spectacular. So you saying, wait, just write what someone tell you. And you get full marks, so that wasn't for me. So that was, so like, you know what I mean? So that would make me say, listen, there's got to be beauty in our dialect, and the reason why we hold on to our dialect is so strong. So for me, try to be as Barbadian as possible too. So that was make the difference. But I love Barbados for enjoying the show so much. Ollie, you know, it'd be real with you. I love it. Some people say, man, nah, you want it? Nah, like, it being real, I absolutely love it. I love the love that people is sure, like, I absolutely love it. I can't front. Mr. P still there? Are you gone?
Yeah, I stay here. You
good.
Know another area.
Let's hear you.
That, you know, another area that really, really try to destroy young people?
No, you don't. Tell me.
Media, especially the printed media.
Printed.
Anything negative, like, to put on the front page. And I guess it's got a lot to do with Barbadian society and what Barbadians like to hear. The plaster right on the front page.
Yes.
Paper, first tell out, you was always know when something bad happened, you can't get paper. But any positive thing that got hidden away, I will never forget when I was a little boy growing up. I will never forget, and it's something that has stuck with me, and I learned a lot from it. My mother was talking to a neighbor, and they heard this thing down there, and those splash juices would come out like this, pip, 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 pip. When you hear that, you know there's a new splash.
Yes.
So they never boing. And when she came up, my mother asked what happened. She said, I thought that was a good news flash. That is a good news flash. Number one, end date. It's just that Mr. Barrow going to England, and they learn a lot from that. For it to be good, it got to be negative. Mm-hmm. And the media got to stop that, promote young people from the front page and the back page.
Yes, and the areas. I agree with that. And before, just quickly, hold on a minute, Mr. P. Sir, you know you don't like sir.
I know you do that for purpose.
Yes, Leah, you see, you have two more nuggets for us today. And listen to me, yes. VLB 92.9, this is Leah Spooner that did this research, that's given us this information. She's absolutely phenomenal. Find some way to use this young lady. I'm making that call from now, Ollie, and she put in the work, you know, I'm very well spoken, and she absolutely love it. And I ask her kind of come, and she obliges us, you know what I mean, every time without fail. So I just want the who's listening, you know, the powers that be, you know what I mean, you got to find a way to have Leah voice a few more times, especially she looking at Barbadian history, all, you know, if it's something that we should really be interested in, Leah. So we're making that call right now. So give us the two more you have for us for today before we ask Mr. P for his closing words.
Okay,
All right, so this one.
Yes, please.
Right. Grand Kadumat, also known as Kadumat Day, wasn't always a bank holiday. In 1979, Parliament declared it a bank holiday.
Used to be a normal word there.
Yeah. In 1978, when it was introduced, it was a normal work day.
You would jump and then go work. Who, like, you know, nothing with a calling name. That, they had to make that bank holiday because after people drinking so much rum and partying so hard, they may get to work. So, you got one more for us?
Yeah, just one more. This is the last fact. Popover was created as a space for Barbadian creatives to hone and share their talents and expose Barbadians to their own culture. And that was in the 1970s when the festival was introduced.
Nice.
By Elombe Motley.
Wait, so that was 10 you give us today?
Yes, that was 10. And this information, I got it from a podcast series called R166, which is by a lady named Kim Howard.
Mm-hmm.
And she did an interview with Marcia Burrows, who also did some research on Barbadian history and the Kwapova Festival. Most of her work is also found on YouTube.
Nice.
Go ahead. Kim Howard also interviewed Elombe Motley too.
Oh, sweet. I love it. You credit. I love what you love about Ilya, that you credit your sources as well. Which is a something that I learned too. So I got a big up BCC, you know, for that. BCC is my favorite place, my favorite time, that and the police band ever. Because I always thought you can learn, and then going there and feeling like you're bright. So I always speak about BCC a lot and the police band for sure. That was 10 historical facts about Kwapova that we got from the great Leah Spooner Ollie. 10 historical facts.
So and much good, respect for you, Leah. Listen,
and the good thing
so
about this is that all of our shows goes online on the VLB website. And we all know how much traffic the VLB website generates. So this show and last week's show will be up. Last week's show is already up on the website on VLB929.com. This show will be... will be up as well. Leah, you were absolutely phenomenal. I totally enjoyed it. And I'm saying again, we need to have Leah more. I don't care where we hear her, how, whether it's NCF, whether it's VOB, whether it's NTI, whether it's the Division of Youth, whether it's the community section, whatever it is. But having someone so passionate and so well read and so well spoken, I think is, and yeah, that is a feather we have in our cap. She's an awesome young lady, and we need to use her more. Barbados, her name is Leah Spooner. Leah, your closing words, but just had to give you that. I had to take my time and give you that because I absolutely enjoyed it. You were phenomenal.
All right. Thank you so much for having me on this show twice. Yeah, so you can find this information on my Instagram page. All you have to do is type in Leah Spooner and my profile will come up. You can also find me on Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
I also upload some videos on my YouTube page.
True.
Which is also Leah Spooner.
Good.
And you can also find me on Twitter. A little information. You can also find the Hour 166 on Instagram too. There are 4 podcast episodes there. You can find them online. And there's also information about the Kwapova Festival by Marcia Burrows. I think one of her research papers is actually online.
Yes. Thank you. Thank you very, very much. Thank you very, very much.
One last thing, Leah. Just tell us before you go. I'm seeing a picture of you here with a saxophone. You're a musician and an educator.
Yeah.
So just before you go, just plug yourself just a little bit, please. Tell us a little bit more about you.
A little bit more? I guess right now, I recently completed my bachelor's education degree at Urdiston. Music-wise, I haven't been honing my skills. Well, it's because through the pandemic and I was working mostly on assignments, school, and what's not.
Nice.
I also write poems, if anybody didn't get that last time.
Yes, say that last week. It's true.
I also watch anime for those who are very much interested. I also watch anime.
Nice, Leah Spoon is a musician and educator and a poet as well. Leah, don't think this will be the last time we're ever going to hear from you. You are too awesome, man. You know, and they're making that plug. Mr. P, your final words. And Mr. P, I want to thank you for calling for me to host. What do you say? What's Brass Stats? For calling for me to host Brass Stats. I'm not sure if Barbados is ready for that as well.
I'm extremely radical when I'm ready. If you're accustomed telling somebody is an idiot every day of their life, unless they go off very strong character to believe they're the idiots, you don't go rainbow. What people say, or think?
Nah, people can love me. I mean the people, but you know, you can't come too hard at the system. And you know, sometimes while I love the system and it's bigger NCF all the time and division youth for NTI, sometimes when they find things wrong after careful research, I really, really voice that. So I'm not sure how good that would be, but I'm willing to do it for sure.
What I would love you Ollie to do, once she's available, is to have her on the program each time.
Who? Leah?
Yeah.
Once
she's available, she's a very positive young lady, and she speaks well, and she don't speak the important English that you want to be.
It's true.
And most importantly, she sounds like a very humble person.
Yes, she is, right, man. Big up, Leah. And thanks for everybody that calling. Thanks for everyone that calling. Of course, we're going to be here next week again. And I want you all to visit training.nta.org.bb. All they want you to take us out with jam right there. But Ahanji want Barbados to hear. Ahanji can let you give your final words.
Yeah, I'm also going to let Ahanji take us out also.
Correct.
Well, it has been brilliant being here. Thank you for tuning in and listening to Bajan Rhythm and Rhyme on the nation's number one radio station, VOB 92.9 FM. We'll be back here next week, same time.
For sure.
Hold up and let me jam right there. Give me the soca.